When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Paperback Writer.
Yes, sir, oh, madam, will you read my book? It took me years to write. Will you take a look? It's based on...
You can call us Americans or Vespucciens. Doesn't matter here. Wiggins Vespuccia.
Paperback Writer.
So as I've said before, I'm a huge Beatles fan, love Beatles music. I even love the new stuff that they've released. Did you know that they have a new song? If you listen to the show, I've mentioned it a few times, but Now and Then is a new song they released within the last year and a half, so not very long. I won't get into the whole story because I've told that story before, but I love Beatles, and I don't think they're overrated. I know some people are tired of hearing about the Beatles. I don't think the Beatles will ever go away. I'm not even of the generation that was born when they were big. I was actually born after John Lennon was dead, and I still am a huge fan. So anyway, I'm saying this because John Lennon is annoying. He was not as much when he was with the Beatles, but then once he went off on his own, man, the song Imagine is like a joke. It's a nice song. It's a pretty song, but it is a joke. And I found this article and thought, well, that's cool. That's actually pretty interesting to hear from contemporaries of John Lennon, not just me looking backward or like through the lens of the modern political landscape or whatever. But I wasn't even doing that. I thought he was lame in the 90s. You know, when I first started listening to the Beatles, I'm like, the Beatles are awesome. John Lennon alone, talented guy, but lame. Here's what five of his contemporaries thought of him, John Lennon. The first one is Joni Mitchell. Says Joni Mitchell was happy to admit that she was middle class, feeling that working class artists looked down on her because of it. And this is where friction with Lennon arose, as she observed that he turned his nose up at her when it came to discussing her songwriting. She said, "I watched this English film, which was a roundup of the best musicians of the 20th century," she said. "As soon as it hit my era, the intelligence of it dropped considerably. When it came to me, this guy folded his arms and crossed his feet and said, 'I never liked Joni Mitchell. She's too twee.'" Whatever that means. Well, that's what John Lennon was like. And it was that fear of working class people that have of middle class people. I don't really know why that one is that big of a deal. I started with it on purpose because it's the one that I'm like, well, that's kind of the lamest one. How about Todd Rundgren? It says Todd Rundgren didn't bite his tongue when voicing disdain toward the bespectacled Beatle, saying, "John Lennon ain't no revolutionary. He's a blanking idiot, man." shouting about revolution and acting like an ass. It makes people feel comfortable. Like he's virtue signaling is what Todd Rundgren was saying. All he really wants to do is get attention for himself. And if revolution gets him that attention, he'll get attention through revolution. Oh, man, that's a funny one. Todd Rundgren. I don't know a lot of his music other than just like the big hits. I Don't Want to Work and all that. How about Elvis Presley? What did Elvis Presley think of John Lennon? There is a lot that Elvis Presley didn't like about John Lennon, says this article. And they all stink of hypocrisy. Oh, the article doesn't think that Elvis has a leg to stand on here. It says an FBI file on Elvis revealed what he despised about the Beatles. Quote, he thought the Beatles had been a real force for an anti-American spirit, unquote. Ooh, interesting. I don't know that I agree with that, but Lennon did that. It also revealed that Elvis was, quote, of the opinion that the Beatles laid the groundwork for many of the problems we are having with young people by their filthy, unkempt appearances and suggestive music. But that's what the report said about Elvis. That's not a quote from Elvis. So I question this a little bit because the FBI wrote it in the 70s, probably, and they're quoting the FBI report. The idea of criticizing the Beatles for their appearance and suggestive music is one thing, but for that opinion to come from Elvis Presley seems a tad bizarre, the article admits. After all, Elvis is dubbed the king of rock and roll, and a lot of what helped him rise to stardom was his suggestive nature as a performer. So they're saying, well, he would be hypocritical if he said these things, but I question whether maybe he had that sentiment about, especially about the anti-American thing. But I think that would have been pointed at Lennon much more, especially if this is the 70s, taking that famous picture with Richard Nixon, than it was at the rest of the Beatles or even the Beatles entirely. How about Paul Simon? He's not one you'd think of. Paul Simon says that you can take solace when you listen to one of his tracks that in knowing that he has pondered over those words for days as a poet, weeks and months, so that he grew frustrated when he felt that artists weren't doing the same, especially if they were trying to write a song that had a specific message, which is why Paul Simon grew a bit frustrated with John Lennon. Quote, he says, I don't say that someone can't write a social song or even a song that's a political song and have it work as a song and as a political statement, he said, but mass manufacturing of tunes, sort of a let's knock off power to the people, I find it in bad taste. It offends me. I don't feel like it's talking to me at all. And he's basically going back and saying what Todd Rundgren said, that he kind of just used revolution to get attention and that the message of revolution was pretty weak. I think that's kind of what Joni Mitchell is saying, if I'm going to go back to her, that it was a little phony. And the last one on the list I saved for last on purpose because it's, I think, the best one. Steely Dan. Quote from Steely Dan about John Lennon. A world become of one of salads and sun, only a fool would say that. These are the scathing opening lines from Steely Dan's track, Only a Fool Would Say That, which was a direct jab at John Lennon, specifically at his song, Imagine, and the socialist ideals which he talks about within it. It is safe to say that both Walter Becker and Don Fagen weren't fans of Lennon's rhetoric. I think that's Steely Dan. And so decided to put out their own track, which articulated as much. Their point isn't exactly unfair, as it does seem somewhat hypocritical for someone who has more possessions than any individual would need ever in their life to tell others worse off to imagine if they had none. I never actually, until I read this article, I never thought about that song in that way. Oh, imagine if we all didn't have anything. Well, it's because you have everything. Because you have all of your needs taken care of. Other people have to strive for those things, and you sit on your perch and go, well, but imagine if we didn't. Well, yeah, because you have it. And I'll conclude this segment by saying that while I still love the Beatles, the message there about socialism from Steely Dan is really true. It's a privileged place to be. If you notice, any country that's turned to socialism or they sort of fade into socialism from capitalism, They always come from capitalism. They don't come from poverty. They go from a good system to a less good system with the promise of big ideals that never achieve. They never get there. But it's because you're coming from a place of privilege that you're able to even think that way in the first place. You don't see socialism coming out of poverty. You see dictatorships like China, like they'll call themselves socialist because it's the same promises, but they're not really. Like they're really just full-on dictatorships. And the, quote, democratic socialists that we're talking about now, they all say, no, we believe in democracy. But when you see actual socialism in place, it becomes fascist. It becomes dictatorial, where people don't give up power. That's why you have leaders like Xi in China and Putin in Russia. They start out saying that they're Democrats, but they end up just staying in power because they alter the laws once they're in power so that they can permanently hold it. And that's the way it always goes. It goes from this place of democracy slash capitalism to this place of socialism slash fascism, where you have totalitarian control and the inability to really ever question authority. That's the way it always goes. But it always comes from that start with from a place of privilege. Anyway.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Anyway, I'll stop there, going a little bit long. This is Wiggins America.
And I want to be a paperback writer. Paperback writer. Really like it, you can have the rights. You could make a million for your overnight. If you must return it.
Winner of the prestigious Ryan Wiggins Award in 2019, 2020, and 2022. Paperback Wiggins America.
Paperback writer.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.